I present the Prophet of the Almighty Baller.
Say is the Warriors, I mean the Thunder still make the playoffs, right?
Oh yeah.
Westbrook
will will that team into the playoffs.
Westbrook should be traded.
Yeah, I think he should be traded too.
But who's gonna want to trade like heavy assets
Celtics.
For a guy who's gonna put like for
Celtics.
1 year?
Lakers.
For 1 year.
The Lakers will do it, but they risk losing him right away because like I could totally see him leaving. But the Lakers, I could see them being like, here's D'Angelo Ingram and Randall, and our next first-round pick. Just give us Russell. Give me.
Sure, but I don't know, man. I mean, I think they should definitely trade him, too.
The producer of Shaqt and a Fool just shouted you out, by the way, Prof.
Really?
Yeah, Mike Goldfrog.
What did he say?
Winner. Your little starting lineup. Sorry, I just took you way off topic.
Oh, cool.
You can look at it online. I mean, it's you know, I could show you my phone on the video thing and
Shaqt and a Fool. It's a great program.
He produces it.
It's a great program.
That's cool.
But yeah, I don't know. I think with Westbrook, I know the Celtics want to trade for him, but like, who do you trade for him? And it's only 1 year. How can you? I mean, I guess you can't guarantee he's going to re-sign, but
just the two Brooklyn picks, and Bradley, and you're done.
Yeah, I was going to say. So like, the reason why the Celtics should go for it and risk him leaving in 1 year is because I think that at the very least the Celtics make the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay, but if they make the finals, would Russell Westbrook leave?
Probably not.
Like. Dude, like a Russell Westbrook led Celtics against the Warriors with Kevin Durant.
Oh.
In the finals.
Man, dude, the NBA would just be like drooling over that.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not like the Celtics are bad.
No, you know, the Celtics, you say, and the Celtics have a ton of potential too, man, especially with their draft picks. Do you think they'd trade any of those draft picks too? Like,
they'd have to.
Like Jaylen Brown or something.
Well, yeah. So I think you trade Jaylen Brown and you're fine with it.
I agree with that.
Like, I think you try to field maybe either Isaiah Thomas or Marcus Smart, right?
Sure.
And then Russell Westbrook, Avery Bradley, Avery Bradley, Russell Westbrook, Jay Crowder,
Russell Westbrook,
Al Horford, and Kelly Olynyk.
So trade Russell Westbrook for Bradley Olynyk.
No. I'm saying like that's what you want your starting lineup to be.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
Horford.
Horford too.
Right. That's what I said. Like, okay, so. Like, let's rewind this, because there was some miscommunication, okay?
Yeah, sorry, I misheard.
Fuck you, Oliver.
You're putting Olynyk at center over Horford? You're putting Horford at power forward?
It doesn't really matter.
Oh, you know?
If you were in the finals, you'd probably move Jay Crowder to the four anyways. Horford, then Crowder.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Russell Westbrook at the one, Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder, Kelly Olynyk, and then Al Horford.
That is pretty salty, dude. It's a pretty good lineup.
Yeah. Imagine them trying to chase Kelly Olynyk out to the three-point line with fucking Zaza Pachulia.
So, here's my, like, amazing Celtics
and then,
prophecy.
Okay,
I know I
Al
can
Horford,
make prophecies.
Russell Westbrook pick and rolls. Like, you draw Zaza out to defend Al Horford. And you could just, like, fucking barrel in.
The crap out of Zaza.
Yeah, that'd be
man.
Nice. That'd be nice.
That'd be vicious. That'd be
but
horrifying.
Here, I have a better idea, though. So.
I already hate it.
This. Man, this is a prophecy. Here you go.
All right, here we go.
Boston Celtics trade for Kevin Love. They relieve the Cavs of the cap space, and then the Celtics then trade for Russell Westbrook.
So Kevin Love, Al Horford, Russell Westbrook, Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder?
Yep. And you get rid of all your Brooklyn picks, and you get rid of the rest of that stuff.
Ooh.
Loaded.
And then you, like, bring in, like...
Yeah, a bunch of vet minimums, just like the Golden State Warriors. Just
get
a bunch
of Shuttlesworth.
You just do, like,
Jesus
Ed and Eddie.
From He Got Game.
No, you do Ed and Eddie and just get a bunch of wood planks and draw faces on them, line them up on the bench.
No, Danny Ainge is gonna suit up.
I'm scrappy. I can still get out there.
Larry Bird's like, if Thaddeus Young, are you fucking kidding me? I'm done here. Join the Celtics again. Oh, hey, that's a fun conversation. What do you guys think about the Pacers? I think that they are going to take... I think, like, they might not even make the playoffs, honestly.
I think they'll make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to be anything spectacular. I think people Paul are George overhyping can. What's going on here.
I think the Pacers are going to make the playoffs because it's such a weak Eastern Conference and Paul George is such a baller, but yeah, they're not going to do anything once they get in there. And I agree that it's kind of overhyped what they're trying to do over there.
Thad Young is the guy, like, he is the most likable NBA player, but he's not that great, just to be honest.
More likable well, than anymore. Me. I mean, he had a couple good seasons back in the day. He's just
back
old.
In the day, but he's not... Well,
like, when he played for the Sixers.
I mean, he could fit...
With Iggy.
He could, like, fit really well next to a guy like, you know...
He's a great six man.
If he had been Something on... Like yeah, he would be good for a six man, and he would be good next to a guy like Kelly Olynyk or something like that. Like... You know, speaking of the Celtics, or maybe someone like Enes Kanter, you know, yeah. Like, but he just, the problem with the Pacers is that they have way too many inefficient players. Like, Paul George, for as good as he is not particularly inefficient.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is Teague. So is Thad Young. Thad Young, like, you know.
Hey,
you
how let about him... Monte Ellis, king of inefficiency.
Right. I was going to end with, like, and the king himself, Monte Ellis. So, like, it's just like, you know, man. They are not going to be, like, efficient enough, I think, to pull anything off. And then, on the defensive end, I like Miles Turner a lot, but you've got, like, a sophomore Miles Turner protecting your rim.
Yeah, and...
No Mahimi anymore, either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have a lot to work with, I don't think, right now.
I reckon Washington makes playoffs next season.
Yeah, well, yeah, I bet
I
Washington...
I also really, after Burke? We had that podcast with Gerald, I really like what the Phoenix Suns did this offseason.
Yeah,
dude, I am all on board with the Phoenix Suns. I think they're going to make the playoffs.
I don't think they're going
well, to so, playoffs. So,
but, because you were talking all about Marquese Chriss, and that was before we even, like, started talking about the draft, and, like, how... And, like, they picked him real high, but...
They did.
As Vecini... What?
Kings picked him. Oh, yeah, did you hear our Sam Vecini podcast, Oliver?
The what one?
Did you hear our podcast with Sam Vecini?
No, I don't think so.
Really? You know Sam Vecini?
Yeah, I know who he is.
He hosts the Game Theory podcast. He's the draft guy for CBS, or he was.
I think I heard, like, bits and pieces of it. I don't think I heard the whole thing, though. That's what happened, yeah.
Well, basically, when he was writing
about
it...
You should really listen to it. It's really good. And shout out, Sam. I actually...
Yeah,
I just messaged him today.
I love that guy. He's hilarious,
too. I just messaged him today about coming on the podcast to do the sophomores thing.
God,
I think
so
I forgot to respond. Anyways, one of you guys was saying something.
I was just saying, like...
Chris.
Sort of what he was saying about Marquese Chriss is he was the last player on a tier, basically, you know? He's like...
Yeah.
After that, there was, like, a significant drop-off in potential.
What about Poeltl?
Poeltl's just a guy who, like, is efficient and stuff. He just doesn't have a lot of potential. Like, he's never going to be, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The top eight picks, all those guys have some sort of potential to be a superstar, and I don't think Poeltl does. You know? So, I don't know. Shouts out to you for predicting Marquese Chriss flying up
there. You get Dragan Bender. You get Tyler Ulis. You get...
Yeah, they had an awesome draft,
Jared
man.
Dudley,
yeah.
Who I think is underrated, who's a good stretch four.
Yeah.
And he played for them back in the day, too.
You get a healthy Brandon Knight and Eric Bledsoe, who actually were one of the top five backcourts, like, not even a year ago.
What?
Dude, Brandon Knight is a garbage can.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh. So, like, legitimately, they were really good. Legitimately, they were really good a season and a half ago, before they got injured, and before he suffered all this crap.
Yeah, they had, like, a 48-win team or something like that, yeah.
Well,
like,
no. At the beginning of the season, even, just, like, I think it was this season, they started off hot. They were actually playing pretty well, and, like, I think they beat the Trailblazers, like, three of four times. I think they just were really good, and, like, Eric Bledsoe and Brandon Knight were averaging, like, I think it was, like, 50 or 55 points a night.
Yeah.
And, like, 10 assists between them or something like that. I don't know. It wasn't amazing numbers, but they were a top-five backcourt.
Yeah,
they're averaging 55 between them. That's pretty incredible.
Well, so I guess before we move
on... It was only like for the first like 20 games, and then they got injured.
I still...
before we move on, or before we keep talking, shout out Gerald Poirier.
Yeah.
Warriors and Suns beat writers for Hoops Habit.
Mm-hmm.
And go listen to our podcast. I fucked up the recording, so like, you know, some of you might have started listening to it and then given up because the recording's bad, but like... You can figure it out if you listen to it, and it's definitely worth the listen. I feel bad. I'm going to have him back on, especially because you're right. All this stuff happened with the Suns. I should message him. Oliver, let's message him right now.
Let's do it.
I'm going to...
You know Brandon Knight's only 24?
Yeah, 24 sacks of crap.
Hey, that's so young, man.
Hey, Oliver and I are talking on a podcast right now about which teams had good off seasons.
SB Nation, number 3,
you came
Knight
up.
And Bledsoe as the best duos in the NBA.
When was that?
This is in 2015.
Oh, well, if SB Nation said it.
Exactly.
Hey, shouts out SB Nation. I love them.
And we agreed that we should record another Suns podcast because I fucked up your audio recording. Would you be interested in take two? So, maybe he'll message us back right now and say, like, you know, hey, yeah, what time? And we could say right now. And then
right now.
And then he could call in on Skype and we could add him to this.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
So the Suns had a good offseason. I just, like, you know, I think that they have so much.
Hey, not to mention the growth of all their young players that they have currently. TJ Warren was injured last season.
Uh huh.
What's his face?
Devin Booker. What's his face is great.
Devin Booker is good.
Yeah, Devin Booker.
He's going to be an all star.
Yeah, they're going to be they are going to be really good, and like it's going to be good to talk about the Suns because I'm just sort of realizing now that I haven't really sat down and fully thought about like how their team is different now. And
sorry.
I haven't really sat down too.
What?
I have a cough too. That's all I said.
I haven't really sat down and thought about how their situation has changed since the draft and from the draft, so yeah, definitely the Suns are interesting. I think the Jazz are going to be really good next year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's insane. They're stacked.
What do you think about Dante Exum? You guys?
I think he's really athletic.
Coming into the league. Yeah, I mean, definitely he is.
Well, did we talk about Dante Exum on our podcast?
We talked about it. It wasn't like anything in depth, really. We brought his name up.
He's going to be raw. Know,
based on... based on like what I've heard from people who I trust, Dante Exum's development is going really, really, really
well. That's awesome because I remember like last, I guess it was the same summer that Miles Turner and them got drafted, I remember reading about him and they were saying this.
You need to talk up a little bit.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah. I remember reading about, or like last, before we were even like doing this together, I was just like reading about him. He is from Australia. And they were like, this dude is the truth. Like, this guy's going to kill it. And I was like, I don't know, man. He plays overseas. And then all I've heard is, like, pretty positive things. Yeah. So, I don't know. Pretty sexy player type, you know what I mean? Like, playmaking guard.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, big guy. What is he, 6'5"?
6'5".
You're a big guy. That's crazy.
Can run the floor. Yeah, for sure. Exactly. They're going to be really good. They're, like, 12 deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
And
sure.
And you know, Oliver knows how I feel about Trey Lyles, too.
I know. He killed it in Summer League tonight. Did you not see his numbers?
I think he had
a quadruple-double. I'm pretty sure he had a quadruple-double.
Motherfucker. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, I saw him. I saw him in the lineup last night, and I was like, because my friend's
a Michigan guy. This is Summer League, let's be honest. Jared Bayless was a Summer League MVP. So.
Well, but Jared Bayless is like an actual MVP, too.
What did he have?
I don't know if he had quadruple or triple double, one of the two, I believe. I just saw like the stat line. I was like, "Whoa!"
So let's see.
Does League Pass have Summer League on it? Do you know?
League Pass. It's actually on ESPN, the Watch ESPN app.
Now. Oh, really? Cool. Oh yeah.
Yeah, ESPN got the rights. I don't even know how that happened.
Because people are getting into the NBA now, man.
Yeah,
man.
Even more so.
Getting into the NBA now, man. Well, I don't know. He definitely did well.
maybe.
He had 26 points, 11 rebounds. And where's the other thing here?
Yeah, I can't find it.
There was a tweet on it, and I was like, whoa, what the heck is going on with this guy?
You gotta like those tweets, dude.
I thought you would already know. I thought Chris Axman would be all over it.
Oh. I'm shirking my responsibilities.
Come on, Trey Lyles.
That's like Enes Kanter had this game before he came over to the United States where he had 50 points, 25 rebounds, and 15 blocks.
That's so embarrassing.
Everybody's just like, why are you
I think he's
playing?
Had 15 blocks so far in his career since he's gotten to the U.S.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he was playing a good... I mean, he was 17 or 18.
I think he's got, like negative 515 blocks at the current
Yeah,
moment.
He's, like, the worst rim protector in the NBA.
Yeah.
He's a great scorer, and he's got great touch, but, yeah,
Bingo.
He can't defend for anything.
Never mind. They screwed it up. They put 26 points, 11 rebounds, 0-2 assists, so it looks like it's, like, double digits.
That's so lame, dude.
In 32 minutes, though, so that's pretty good.
So he got 202 assists. That's pretty good.
How many Kentucky guys are in the NBA right now? There's got to be 20 of them, at least.
Dude, I feel like we have this conversation every time.
I know. It just blows my mind every time. How many players Kentucky has in the NBA?
Yeah.
There's another one right there.
Oh, is Trey Lyles from Kentucky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Trey Lyles, Kentucky guy.
I like Trey Lyles.
God, just think about their center depth. Like, if they were an NBA team, right?
Oh.
You have, like, arguably the three best centers in the NBA who all went to the same school.
John Calipari comes into the NBA and...
Yeah, because he can't coach. He's just great at recruiting, paying guys. He
knows
worldwide West,
man. It would be wonderful to just see him go to the NBA and then all these guys just, like... cancel their contracts and sign minimums to go play for
Remember, because he coached the Knicks, right? Like back in the day,
the Nets.
Yeah, that's right. And he was
garbage.
I mean, the team was garbage too. But you know,
I think he had Jason Kidd.
I think he had an okay squad.
Yeah, that's because he just goes, hey, let's just have an NBA team play in college and like see how that goes.
But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. I'm really surprised that the Jazz can pick up all the guys they did. Actually, you know, we should really be talking about the Mavericks because I think they've done a tremendous job at somehow quickly reforming.
Doing what they do every year.
Doing what they do every year. Saving cap room and somehow figuring out a way to get guys who are second fiddle.
Yeah, that's what we do.
It's a lot of fun getting first round exits.
The middling seventh seed in the Western Conference every single year and getting beat in five games.
Like, wondering, until the last 10 games of the season, if J.J. Barea is going to go on, like, 50-point-a-game tear and save our asses.
Gotta get the three J's back together, man.
So, my only thing is, why go after Harrison Barnes instead of, like...
Chandler,
but you could also say the same for, like, you could get probably Alan Crabb and Gerald Henderson for the same price you're paying for Barnes.
But Harrison Barnes came from the Warriors.
But Harrison Barnes, dude.
Also, you know what's really confusing to me? Why didn't Kevin Durant say, hey, Oklahoma City, I'm going to the Warriors. Do you want to do a sign-in trade and get Harrison Barnes and Bogut?
Oh, there's a reason for that.
I was confused by that. Because it really didn't make much sense to me. Because it seems like Durant really is... He was looking out for the team. Like, he physically called them before he made a decision. Like, sat down with them.
Right when, what's his name? Sam Presti hung up the phone. He was probably just like, God
damn
it.
Okay,
not again.
All right. Well, hold up. Like, okay, so first...
This happened
like,
to me with James Harden a couple years ago. It's happening again.
No, at least they got, like... You know, all-star Kevin Martin from that. Stephen Adams, actually. So
Stephen Adams is decent.
Or the draft pick, futurely known as Stephen Adams. Here's a seriously overlooked aspect of the whole Kevin Durant decision. So before this offseason started, after the finals, right? Okay, how add the percentage chances together, right? Of like, okay, the 16-17 NBA champion will be the Thunder with Kevin Durant at this point, or the Warriors.
Yeah,
like there was like a 75% chance that it was going to be either them or the other, right?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, there's no way that the Thunder are going to win. So it's like the only teams that can contend are a rapidly aging Spurs team. And the Cavaliers, who have tons of flaws. Clippers. But, like, you know, and the Clippers, who wowed him, by the way. They wowed him.
Well,
they're free agent.
Remember, okay, so this is my funny part about that.
It's Machiavellian. Okay, go ahead.
Chandler Parsons' meeting with Portland Trailblazers went extremely well, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
You know, how would it not go extremely well if you're meeting with teams that are willing to give you, like, $100 million?
Right. No, it was all right. They only offered me $80 million.
Yeah, they invited me in for the free agent talk, and then they threw a glass of water at me and said, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It did not go well.
The croissants weren't very good. I mean, the coffee wasn't hot. I don't know.
The Hamptons, yeah. I didn't like their private jet.
Yeah, I didn't...
There was, you know, sort of this, the bathroom wouldn't lock.
Tom Brady smelled like urine, you know?
He kept pushing an Ugg sponsorship on me.
Yeah,
he kept wearing white pants. It was really weird.
Tom Brady kept telling me you could just deflate the balls.
You know what, man? Deflate is the ultimate sports bullshit, man.
I swear to God.
The thing with the Boston
Deflategate, are you talking about? It's so bullshit, man.
I didn't realize
Cartman from South Park is Tom Brady now.
No, that wasn't Tom Brady. That was Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck all drunk on Bill Simmons' show.
Yeah. It's like, it's so fucking stupid.
It sounds like talking to somebody at, like, the bar. That's just exactly what it sounded like. Hey, no, dude, you listen to me for a second, right?
Well, I'm saying, like, he's an actor, first and foremost, and he was, like, really embodying the role of drunk asshole Boston.
He's really embodying himself as a giant meathead, which he's been method acting his whole life, just being a huge meathead.
Yeah, I didn't really see the Boston Celtics deal. I didn't think that would work. Even though they got Al Horford... I just don't think I sort of wanted it to happen. I did too, because I thought it would be really cool to see LeBron and KD in the Eastern Conference Finals for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
But
I also didn't see his leaving at all, though, to be honest. Like, I was very
He said it was going to be a basketball decision, and I should have realized then, he's going to work.
Sure, but that's just player talk. You can't always take that at face value, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
They said it was 90% done, though. That's what's insane about this whole thing. It was 90% that he was going back to Oklahoma City. No questions asked.
Maybe his friend misunderstood.
It reminds me so much of the LaMarcus Aldridge situation from last year.
Yeah.
Almost identical. LaMarcus Aldridge, the year before, said that he was going to re-sign with Portland. He was just going to wait for the money to come in for him. And then he changes his mind miraculously in the middle of the season, decides that he wants to leave, and then goes on all these different courting meetings. And you're sitting there as a Portland Trailblazers fan, maybe he comes back, maybe he doesn't, who knows, you know. And everybody's sitting there, thinking they're going to.
I don't know what the deal is with giant forwards who played at the University of Texas who are really good.
Exactly.
Doing things like that.
They're getting poached, yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Well, because you heard that the Golden State Warriors were after him, last year.
Durant or Aldridge?
So Draymond Green came out and said that the reason he signed only for $84 million last season instead of holding off is because they thought they had a realistic chance of getting Durant, but he wasn't going to say it to anybody. That's pretty slick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's rough. Either way, Draymond Green signed for less money last year in order that the possibility of signing Durant was pretty... at least an option for them this year, and so that's part of the reason that he signed for less money.
Look, I seriously think, I honestly think that, you know, if I was Kevin Durant, I would have left the Thunder. That's number one, you know?
Exactly.
You would have what?
Did you say you would have?
Yeah.
No, I would not have.
Oh, no, it's been 9 years, they couldn't get him a championship, they've, fucked up and done all this stuff, they've done fluffy bullshit, trade Serge Ibaka, who was the most important piece of the center lineup that beat the death lineup, right? They've done things like, well, you know, we lost James Harden, one of the best scorers, but we got Kevin Martin. They just sort of jerked him around and had bad luck, admittedly, and injuries and stuff like that. But it's 9 years into his career, and he's facing like the crisis of ending up being another Barkley, another Malone, another Stockton. Great players who never got a ring.
And Westbrook.
What?
Yeah, the other Westbrook thing about too. Westbrook, he had no guarantee that guy was going to stay.
Yeah, yeah, that's like another aspect of it too. And so, basically, he's facing this thing. It's like, okay, I can go to the Warriors, who like, you know, maybe I stay with Thunder, maybe we can eke out a championship like once over the next 4 years, right? Or I could go to the Thunder. I mean, I could go to the Warriors and combine all the chances of the Thunder combined with all the chances of the Warriors winning a championship next year, like, plus the added bonus of, it's me, I'm the fucking Warriors, and, like, you, because, like, that's a major underrated aspect to all of this, is because, like, he didn't just make it so that the number one most likely championship winners, he didn't just make it so that the Warriors were the most likely to win the championship because they were already that, right? Yeah. He made that chance higher and knocked the table out from under the second most likely to win. Yeah.
Now, there is one little conspiracy theory that I had the other day. Actually, well,
This is a conspiracy. Like, this is just, like, reality. Like,
No. This is all reality.
He wouldn't, like, want the Thunder. It would be helping his team. It would be against his best interest to be like, hey, Warriors, like, you know, or hey, Thunder, you know, I'm going to go to the Warriors, like, you know, do a sign and trade so you get pieces back. Like, hell no. Like, Kevin Durant does not want the Thunder to be good. He's on the Warriors.
No, I understand that. But
I'm sure he feels bad, but, like,
no, he doesn't.
He's not going to feel bad. He's not going to feel bad when he's rolling in rings.
My point was, you know, like, this whole thing's been in the works for, like, a year, basically. That's what Draymond Green said. That's what Steph and all these guys had come out and said. But the other interesting part of the whole thing, I think, is the fact that he hasn't actually technically signed until tomorrow. And I was gonna say, this is my conspiracy theory, and it's not going to happen. I'm just saying, what if he pulled a DeAndre Jordan? Golden State would be without Bogut and Barnes. And then he would be back in Oklahoma City, and Golden State would be worse. Does that make any like? Does that kind of?
I mean,
that's the dirtiest
way. No, that
way
makes sense. I just
don't think he's Michael Jordan. I think Michael Jordan would do that to somebody, but I don't think.
Well, I just think that like that would be open to lawsuit.
Ultimate troll status.
Well, no, I think that they would like. I think that would like he would get sued.
I don't think so. Look at
DeAndre Jordan too, though.
Yeah, but it's like if you had on record like that, you would have had a lawsuit if DeAndre Jordan.
They can't sign him until July 7th, though.
No. I'm saying like if you had on record, right, that DeAndre Jordan. If you had on record DeAndre Jordan talking to, what's the coach of the Clippers? Rivers. If you had on like a recording of Doc Rivers talking to DeAndre and saying, look, we're going to, like, fuck over the Mavs. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. And that had leaked after the whole DeAndre thing. Like, they would have been sued, the contract would have been nullified, and, like, it would have been, like...
But they're not going to have that on recording. This would be between Durant and Oklahoma City.
Right, but, like, also, the you're right. Like, and... Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Kevin Durant could just say, "Oh, I changed my mind at the last second."
Just kidding.
Like,
double
as long as it never, came out that that's what he decided to do.
And then Draymond Green would kill him the next time they played, literally physically kill him in front of a crowd of 20,000 people.
Dude,
wouldn't it be insane? Holy though? Shit.
That would be insane.
Are you not entertained?
That would be
like
insane.
All the people who are criticizing Durant would probably be like, "Yeah, Durant, stick up for the man."
All the people who burn their jerseys would be like, shit, all right, let's go to store.
Yeah.
Order some Fan Essentials boxes now.
Yeah.
That John Wall, he sure knows how to throw a dime, right, guys? He
throws a lot of dimes.
You know it would be a good decision for him to throw a few dimes at FanEssentials.net? The great thing about FanEssentials.net is that it only costs you a few dimes.
Let's say you have a team that you like. They have boxes for whatever team that you like. Oliver, would you like to know more about these Fan Essentials boxes?
Yes, I would definitely like to know more.
So, guess what? You can get it even cheaper if you use promo code ALMIGHTY. If you can figure out how to spell that word, you can get 30%
10% off, even less time. And say you want a bigger box.
I definitely want the bigger box because I'm not the Nate Robinson of Fan Essentials boxes.
What about if you're Shaquille O'Neal and you need an extra, extra large? Could that be arranged?
Well, of course. You've got the extra large size. We've got the extra small size. You got the schmedium or the small and the medium.
If you're listening with your significant other or insignificant, spring for male or female, whichever you want, whatever suits you.
Apparently, there's a lot of sizes of these boxes, though. Do you know anything about these?
$14.99 gets you the rookie package, and you guarantee it's at least of rookie capacity.
So even if you're picked in the second round, you can still afford Fan Essentials.
Exactly. And then you get the bigger size, which is $34.99, and that's your veteran package. That gets you all the goods that you'd ever want in 1 month's supply.
Like Brandon Roy package.
Brandon Roy package would only be good for about 4 years, and then it would disintegrate. I can say that it would be a good investment for 4 years.
It sure would be a better pick than Greg Oden.
Very true. Can't argue with you there.
Al Farouk. I mean, Al Farouk, you.
What are you talking about?
Hey, don't get crabby with me. I mean, you'd be crazy to not get this deal.
That's the thing. You don't know what comes in the box. You're going to get beach balls. You're going to get flip-flops. You're going to get towels. You never know.
You have stopped speaking to me.
I'm losing my mind.
Losing your mind with great prices?
All I can think about is one thing. Do you know what it's on my mind right now?
Trying to get those Fan Essentials boxes.
The promo code Almighty.
Why do you think the promo code is Almighty?
Because it's Almighty for giving you 30% off.
What a ballin' deal. I sure would look like a baller.
That's the best thing you could possibly ask for.
That's a slam dunk.
That is a slam dunk.
Like Latrell Sprewell, we need millions of dollars to feed ourselves and our families. So please buy millions of Fan Essentials boxes.
30% off. That's a huge chunk of change there.
You know what I would do?
Fan Essentials.
Order Fan Essentials.
Fan Essentials. Absolutely. That is insane. Yeah, I like, as long as Kevin Durant like could feasibly make the argument that that wasn't what he was trying to do, and he just really actually had to change his heart. Like, yeah, that could happen.
God,
that would ruin the Warriors. That would really ruin the Warriors. Like, they'd be screwed.
That would really make me upset.
It would make me upset as a basketball fan. It would, but as kind of just like.
As a guy, I get it.
As a guy, I would kind of like it.
That's like completely against the spirit of competition. Like, that's
no, that okay. that actually that is what competition
that's,
is.
That's a, yeah, exactly.
That's the nitty gritty. Like,
that's the
Michael
ultimate combination.
That is Michael Jordan in a nutshell.
Just totally just doing like anything just to win, screwing people over to get your way.
Hey,
I mean,
what
that's
was
just
Spygate for? That's what Tom Brady probably talked about.
Yeah.
We're just filming them, whatever, man.
We just know all their plays before they
it's
do
fine,
them.
Fine, dude. Quit
it's totally cool.
Being a whiner about it.
Well.
He's speechless. He's like just a.
Okay, so. You know what, actually? Like, no, none of this would actually happen.
He's
because
pissed.
they could match Harrison Barnes' restricted offer and renege on that.
After
agreement.
July 7th, they would not. So, like, depending on when Durant made his decision to come back to the Oklahoma City Thunder. My point was, is if he did it at the exact time, they have already traded Bogut. Like, that's a done deal.
Well, no. They have made the agreement to. They don't have to do that.
So nobody can be signed until the 7th.
The 7th.
Yeah. Nobody can.
Like, nothing, like, in... Nothing is set in stone.
Well, Harrison Barnes isn't going to go back there to take, like, way less money.
Well, no, but like they could match his
they
max
could not
offer.
They could they only have 2 days to do that, and they already signed him to an offer sheet 2 days ago. So my point
is I think you're right. They would like they would definitely lose Harrison Barnes and
unless there's some clause in there that says otherwise, I do think it's possible for them to lose both of those players, which
dude,
would be pretty awesome.
The moratorium needs to be gone or fixed or something.
Yeah.
That's terrible. It's a terrible idea. But, I mean, at the same token...
The Thunder haven't used their cap space yet, have they?
Sure haven't.
So, no, but who's out there?
But, like, I'm saying, like, if they had spent the rest of their cap space...
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. Yeah. I mean, they could feasibly totally resign.
Yeah.
Yeah, for, like, a two-year player option.
Well, you know, I guess, like...
It brings the question up. Like, I mean, that's all I'm saying. It's just very interesting. You could literally demoralize... A historically great team. Just
so, part
it's
of me
so
wants
dirty.
That to happen so bad.
Dude, I really don't like this.
I
don't like
I
this
can
at
tell
all.
You're pissed. I can tell you're pretty pissed. I don't even see your face, and I can tell you're pissed.
Like,
no, I can't.
I don't like it.
It's like a cop when, like, you get pulled over or something, and he's going to give you a ticket.
Wait,
and you ask him,
are you getting pulled over? What are you doing, man?
I'm just, no.
It's like when you're eating out of the garbage can, and a cop pulls up and says, what are you doing to that dumpster, Oliver?
Gosh. Gee, I'm not homeless. Come
on,
man. You
said
you
wouldn't be back in the dumpster.
No, but when a cop pulls you over, and you ask him for the reasoning behind why he's pulling you over, and he's just kind of like,
It's because of that dumpster in your pickup truck.
Yeah, he gives you, like, a terrible example. Yeah.
Dude, I got pulled over for a dirty license plate one time.
There you go.
Oh see? Okay. All right. Sorry.
Hey, for the license plate. I
saw you
riding
dirty.
I was riding dirty.
Continue. I got a parking ticket in Portland. I parked. I paid for my parking. And someone hit my car hard enough to where the front license plate fell off. It's on the ground next to my car. The parking meter guy comes out and gives me a $98 ticket because my license plate was not properly put on the front of my car.
What a
clearly
dick. Oh my god.
Seeing the fact that my bumper was hanging off of my car.
What a dick, dude.
That's
so bad.
Wow.
We're way off topic at this point.
That's the show, though. That's what we do.
Yeah, that's
show.
What we do at All Night Long.
We never stay on top. That's part of the beauty of it, man. What? It's all organic. It's not scripted.
And here's the problem with tickets.
No, it's really elaborately scripted.
Here's the problem with tickets. It's $98. It's not really worth my time to go down to the court and have to argue and sit through that for $98 for the chance.
I think that's the point.
That is the point. For the chance of me getting it taken off. Or getting it waived.
Dude, like... The government has failed us, and soon the blood of capitalists will run through the streets. And
wow.
Joe Lacob will look up and say, help us, and I'll look down and whisper, no.
Well, I was listening to this this Joe Rogan, Sam Harris
podcast. Oh, fuck me. Okay, all right.
Oh, sorry, I didn't... Oh, sorry, dude. I mean, did I step on your toes? I didn't...
No, like, tell us about Joe Rogan, man.
Well, basically, they were saying once a... city started ticketing people, and they got all this revenue there. They got addicted to that money, and they're just like, yeah, we should definitely keep doing this because there's so much money in it. And then it's like they get into this cycle where they can't stop doing it because they need the money because
they started paying
things.
More yeah than they had.
Exactly.
Yeah, go listen to the fucking Joe Rogan podcast, guys. Like, what do you fucking do? Tickets, fascinating. What happens when government gets too involved in giving fines to people for parking?
I don't know, man. You have to tell me.
You're going to have to listen to the Joe Rogan podcast and find out everything.
This
is so
wrong
end of
podcast.
The episode. Yeah,
Everybody's
exactly.
Wrong podcast.
Everybody's Wrong
there you
podcast.
Go.
That's how you find these things
It's
out.
A great title. Yeah. Great title, yeah. By the way.
Have you seen the artwork for it?
I don't think I have, no.
Go to almightyballer.com.
That can.
And click on the, you see the podcast drop down menu, and like click on the one where everyone's wrong.
Okay, let's do this.
And I just got the audio for the first one. I'm going to edit when I get home tonight. Very excited.
Very excited.
Yeah, this has been a good podcast.
Yeah,
lots of discussion. And
Oliver, now I remember why you were constantly invited back as a like a regular guest.
I know.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Oliver in forever, dude.
It's been a long time. It's since
it's
the
been a minute.
Since
it's
the
been a long time.
Purtle.
I'm purtle sure that's right.
Purtle good.
I don't see the Everybody's Wrong podcast picture.
So you're on the desktop version.
Yep.
Okay, and you go over Almighty Baller Podcast Network.
Yep, I'm down at the bottom here on the left-hand side. There's Almighty Ballin', The Fast Break, and Tita.
No. Okay. It's like up at the main menu. Okay.
You don't
at the
have
top, like under the
image
bar. Yeah. So, like, home, and then the Almighty Baller Podcast Network,
hey,
and then...
Oh, yeah, I've seen this before. Jeez Louise. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I've seen this.
So that's a picture of me. You added the beard, though. I can't grow a beard like that.
And the glasses.
With Kanye West glasses? That's good.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what that picture's from. I don't even know where you found that. You know what? I remember where you found it. It was a sorority formal.
That's so funny. You're basically Bill Simmons / Joe Rogan, like, frat bro. All right.
Wait, okay, so...
that was like 3 years
ago. Oliver, you... wait, so, hold up. I'm going to be playing this into the microphone. I think this is the intro music.
This is so good.
Okay.
This is very good. This is very good. Catchy. You know what it sounds like? It feels like I'm watching a movie preview.
It's a Project Patton's film, right?
Fast and Furious 10 featuring Keenan Womack. That's what it sounds like.
I'd be a great, great guest on Fast and Furious.
And then the outro music. I'm going to have the outro music for this episode be the outro music for Everyone's Wrong with Kenny Womack. Oh, yeah. Just as like a little preview for the, for the folks at home. Speaking of outro, you've been listening to Almighty Ball and the Almighty Podcast on the Almighty Baller Podcast
Almighty
Network.
Ballin'.
Oh, yeah, I need to put the headphones back in. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Our audio. Okay, say some stuff.
Oh, I was just like Almighty Ballin', eh?
Oh hey. God, are you doing? Are you gonna do like?
Why, Larry? Like, why?
You remember at the end of that podcast with I think it was Tim.
Tim.
Like the accents.
That Hello,
was
mate. that was good.
Almighty Ball and the Almighty Podcast on the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. Listen to the Fast Break. Keyed up. The podcast you're listening to right now, which is Almighty Ballin', and soon to be.
Everybody's wrong. Wait, soon to come.
Everybody's wrong with Keenan Womack. With your host,
Keenan Womack.
Keenan Womack.
All right.
Keenan Womack.
Womack. you've been listening to this here episode.
Free agency jargon.
Free agency. No, you. You self-censored yourself. You said, like, instead of shish kebab or something like that, what did you say?
Shindig.
Shindig. Free agency shindig.
Free agency shindig.
Shindig.
That's definitely going to be the name.
That's definitely the name of this podcast. So you've been listening to the free agency shindig.
With the interesting take on, or interesting hot take. I don't have many hot takes, but the Kevin Durant one was very interesting.
Hot takes?
Made me upset, but it was
made you really
very,
pissed.
It did make me think. I wouldn't say pissed. I'm a little perturbed.
Are you as mad as Russell Westbrook, though?
dude, there's nothing like
he's gonna score 100 points when they play.
Russell Westbrook is just like he's transcended his physical form, and he's now just a big flaming ball
of rage.
And speaking of flaming balls of hate. Thanks for coming on the episode.
Wow.
I don't know, man. Thanks for leaving the dumpster for a little bit. to come in and talk to the normal folk.
Yep.
Oliver, where can our listeners find and follow you on Twitter? And by the way, that is worth doing. It's a great follow. And a NBA insider, allegedly.
Yeah.
Insider.
We'll see what that is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they can find you in generally any public dumpster.
you have to go to Portland for it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Outside of Larry Subshack.
Yeah, outside the country, in Portland, Oregon. You can find me. No. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Omaroni, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and like
big
Almighty
news to
Baller.
Come. Big news to come. Maybe.
Is there big news to come?
Maybe. We'll see. I should know by tomorrow.
Well, so we'll go ahead and ask you that once this episode's done recording. We'll see what that is.
Exactly.
Like AlmightyBaller.com on Facebook. Follow at Almighty Prophet.
Boom.
I have an Instagram that I basically never post to. But
Instagram sucks.
Yeah, it does, kind of.
I'm not a big fan of it. It doesn't make any sense.
I have 6 Instagram posts all time. I have 6 of them.
I have I have like 40. And in comparison to my tweets, I probably have one millionth.
Yeah.
That's a lot of tweets. That's 40 million tweets, so...
Literally, he just hits A and sin all day, like every yes. single day.
But
tunnel now.
You know, it is good. It's a good gallery of all the artwork and stuff that I do. So, you know, if you are into Instagram,
you can look at your six posts. And
I just haven't posted in a while, but
mine is at Keenan Smush.
No one asked you what yours was. Oh wait, but that is a good name. So what is it?
At Keenan Smush Parker.
Smush Parker.
Kobe hates it.
Maybe he will come on the show. That would be good.
Smush.
Yeah.
Kobe Inc.
I mean, I have Kobe Inc. Yeah, right. And at K Parker Womack is my boy Keenan's Twitter. And yep. I make joke, like, I don't care that he's here, but the fact that he continues being on the podcast, like, week after week,
I like to be here.
Indicates otherwise. It's great to have him, and he's a valued member of the Almighty Baller Squad.
Squad.
Keenan Womack, squad rules. You know? So you've been listening to the outro for Everyone's Wrong with Keenan Womack, soon to be on the Almighty Baller Podcast Network.
Keenan,
thanks for listening.
Womack.
Thanks for listening, Keenan, and good night.
Womack. I'm going to try and sync it up. Like, it may work. Keenan. Womack.
Okay. You can have one more try, and then I'm cutting you off. Okay, actually,
it's me beatboxing.
Penitentials, use code ALMIGHTY.